This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We've got our friend of the station, Prof. Nkonke Mandleni, joining us in studio this morning. Prof, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Good morning to the MUT Radio listeners, and I'm grateful to have this opportunity today.
Now, for those who don't know, Prof is the director, senior director of CAD Kulala MUT. Substance Abuse Awareness Program. Prof, tell us more about this program. How did you come about with such an incredible idea of hosting a very important program?
You know, the university where it is situated is in Umlazi. And remember, as the university, we are anchored in Umlazi. So if you are an anchor university, what does it mean? It means we have to address the social ills of our communities. We just cannot be detached from what is happening outside. And as you know, that the office that I'm working for, which is Community Engagement and Development, is an office that links the university with our communities. So the social ills that are there, we make sure that we join forces with our communities so that we can address them. So just to give you a brief background, we launched this. It's a project on its own,
okay,
in partnership with Nelson Mandela University, Stellenbosch University, and a big NGO that is based in Cape Town. It's called The Hope Revolution. So what we did last year, we trained 22 NPOs of Umlazi that are dealing with substance abuse. And we're also joined by faith-based organizations as well as schools, the teachers of the primary schools, so that we can equip them on how they can understand how to deal with the scourge of substance abuse, which is quite prevalent in our schools, in our universities, in our homes as well. So it's something that it's a topic that you cannot run away from.
Definitely.
So today we have got this gathering, and we've got different stakeholders that we've been working with, but we've also brought others from the government department, such as DSD, that is Department of Social Development. We've got a Department of Education, we've got a Department of Correctional Services, we've got South African Police Services, SAPS. We've got a number of them. We've got University of Zulu, UKZN, that have also done a study on what is happening in Umlazi regarding substance abuse. So it's quite a joint effort today to say, let's do it together. It can't be addressed by a specific government department. It can't be addressed by a university on its own. But we need to join forces and understand our strength so that you can fight the scourge of substance abuse in our communities.
Definitely, Prof. I'm looking at the theme here, building a drug-free, healthy, and resilient communities through collective action. I like that part, the collective action part. Who are you speaking with? Yeah, Prof. And was there a problem that you saw, in fact, within the community, especially of Umlazi, that saw a need to actually speak about such issues?
This theme is not coming from me, by the way.
Okay.
After we got the training, we felt that let's have a program of this nature. In fact, we even wanted to be bigger than this, but I think it's a start, and we believe that we're going to continue doing it as a joint force. So the theme itself, we agreed it as this group of NPOs with the universities, with MUT, to say let us have a theme that is going to make us conscious of our responsibilities as parents, as caregivers, as NPO leaders, as community leaders, and also counselors for that matter, so that you can understand that each and every person has got a responsibility to have a drug-free community, which is resilient to substance abuse.
Definitely, Prof. And I know that such programs are figure in a very interesting month, which is Mandela Month. And we know that Mandela would have loved for such programs, especially for academics like you, to actually develop these programs, because it's still an issue in our communities, unfortunately. Definitely, it's a huge issue. But what can we expect on today's program, Prof? when you look into it, the problem is?
Yes, today we have, more importantly, the 6 schools of Mlazi, 3 primary schools and 3 high schools.
Yes.
And we are believing that if we have schools on board, because we've got a number of schools in Mlazi, if we can help them, they are the right audience that can share and spread the word about the dangers of substance abuse. And then we do have also community leaders. We've got 2 wards, Ward 87 and Ward 88, together with their leaders. Because if we talk about the ward, it means we've got different stakeholders in that particular ward, so that we can make sure that in Daba, yes, substance abuse, iyasabalala, there's a danger in substance abuse. So for today, we are having people that have got testimonies that were in substance abuse, but they have recovered.
Okay.
You've got one from the Department of Correctional Services, and then you've got one who is part of our project, one of our own, who goes to schools and bring awareness about the substance abuse. And then we also have we're also going to have panel discussions from the various departments, SANCA, NICRU, SANPED, Department of Social Development, SAPS, and so on and so on and so forth. So we're going to have a panel of discussions so that we can get different views and opinions and their experience, because this thing is based on lived experiences, so that they can tell us. And at the end of this program, you also want to hear what is the way forward. And most importantly, our guest speaker is Reverend Nomdu.
Okay.
Reverend Nomdu is a doctor by profession in PhD, but he abandoned his
academic side,
and then he decided to pursue this because he saw the need in his community that really substance abuse is destroying the youth. So today he is going to be our keynote speaker, Reverend Nomdu, and he is the same person who developed the material for training of our civil society organizations. And again, today, the highlight of today's event is the certification of all those that received training last year. And coincidentally, I'm not sure if it's a coincidence or what, but even last year, they were trained during the Mandela Month.
Okay.
So for this Mandela Month, now what is going to happen? We're going to give them a certificate of their participation.
Wow, no, Prof. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.